Welcome to Zichud Daf Siman. I'm Rabbi Avram Goldreich, and today we're Zichud Yavama's Daf Test. The first parak, Chamesh Ezrei Nashim. The first parak has been generously sponsored as a schus for Mordechai Chaim and Esther, and as a schus for Shidduch Chagah and for Leah Bas Esther. So the three daf we're going to focus on, number one, after the Gemara clarifies that Rebbe uses Aleha as a basis of a Gezer Shavit to teach that Basin is Chayver Parlam Davar, when they rule on a matter that went down b'mezid is chayv koros and b'shogeg chatas, it asks where the Rabbanu learned that one is only chayv to bring a carbon chatas for an avera, dam b'shogeg, that when dam b'mezid, one receives koros. The Gemara answers that the Rabbanu learned it from the parsha dealing with an individual doing a avodah zorah. Torah achas yelachem o'osu b'shkaga, b'hanefesh asher tasa b'yad rama. It should be one law to you, to one who acts inadvertently, and to one who acts with intention. The Rabbanu make a hekesh with this, of the entire Torah to avodah zorah. Just as with avodah zorah, there is a karis if done b'mezid and a chatas if done b'shogeg. So to anything for which one is chayv koros for doing b'mezid is chayv chatas if he did a b'shogeg. Being that the word b'hanefesh of the pasuk Torah achas implies an individual, the Gemara then looks for a source that the same principle applies when the tzibur errs and does avodah zorah. Point number two, Levi asks Rebbe why the Mishnah did not list 16 cases and include the case of the erva of Imo Anusa's Aviv, one's mother who was violated by his father, and they were not married. Rebbe answered him that the Mishnah does not mention cases that are subject to dispute, and this erva is a matter of a disagreement. For it's a machlokes between Rebbe Yehuda and the Rabbanan, if a case of Anusa's Aviv falling to Yibum is even a possibility. Rav Yehuda says on Daf Dalet Amud Aleph that it's aser for one to marry Anusa's Aviv. Therefore, since a person's paternal brother cannot marry the Anusa's Aviv, she would never fall to Yibum. The Rabbanan, on the other hand, hold that it's permitted for one to marry Anusa's Aviv. Therefore, if the paternal brother marries Anusa's Aviv and then dies without children, we would have a case of Imo Anusa's Aviv falling to Yibum. And point number three, the Gemara challenges Rebbe's assertion that the Mishnah does not list cases where there's a machlokas as background. The Mishnah on Daf Chaf Vav Amud Aleph discusses a case of four brothers, two of whom married two sisters and then died without children. The brothers may not do Yibum to either sister, as each one is Akos Ukukoso, the sister of a woman who is Zakuk to her Yavam, which is forbidden, being that it's similar to Akos Ishto, his wife's sister. On the other hand, they're not Pater from Yibum entirely and still require Chalitza, as they're not really an Erva. The Mishnah's last case is when one sister is an Erva to one brother and the other sister is an Erva to the other brother. In this case, each brother may do Yibum to the sister of the woman who's an Erva to him. This is a case of Achosa Shehi Yavimta Choletzes Vomisya Bemes. When her sister is her fellow Yavama, she may do Chalitza or Yibum. It's about this last case that in our Gemara, Rav Yehuda said in the name of Rav, and Rav Chiya taught in a Braisa, that when we say that each sister is an Erva, she can be any one of the 15 Arayas of our Mishnah. When the Gemara challenges Rebbe and says that Rebbe Chiya's rule only works according to Rebbe Shimon, and not according to the Rabban, in the case of Eshel Zachiv Shiloya Baromo, the wife of a brother that did not live at the same time as the Yavam, and therefore the Mishnah includes Malchokas, it answers that Rebbe does not hold of Rebbe Chiya's rule. So once again, the 3 points are number one. After the Gemara clarifies that Rebbe uses Aleha as a basis of a Gezer Shavah to teach that based on his chayv a problem davar, al davar she zedona koros ushkagos ochatas, when they rule on a matter that when dam b'mezid is chayv koros and b'shogeg ochatas, it asks whether Rabbanan learned one is holding chayv to bring a carbon chatas for an avera dam b'shogeg, that when dam b'mezid one receives koros. The Gemara answers that the Rabbanan learned it from the parsha dealing with an individual doing a avodah zorah. Torah achas yelachem o'osu b'shkaga, b'hanefesh asher tasa b'yad rama. It should be one law to you, to one who acts inadvertently, and to one who acts with intention. The Rabbanan make a hekesh with this, of the entire Torah to avodah zorah. Ma avodas kol chavim davar shechayavin azodon akoros, v'shkaga sochatas, just as with avodah zorah, there is a karis if dam b'mezid and a chatas, if dam b'shogeg, av kol davar shechayavin azodon akoros, v'shkaga sochatas. So to anything for which one is chayv koros for doing b'mezid, is chayv chatas if he did a b'shogeg. Being that the word b'hanefesh of the pasuk Torah achas implies an individual, the Gemara then looks for a source that the same principle applies when the tzibur errs and does avodah zorah. Point number two, Levi asks Rebbe why the Mishnah did not list 16 cases and include the case of the erva of Imo Anusa's Aviv, one's mother who was violated by his father, and they were not married. Rebbe answered him that the Mishnah does not mention cases that are subject to dispute, and this erva is a matter of a disagreement. For it's a machlokes between Rebbe Yehuda and the Rabbanan, if a case of Anusa's Aviv falling to Yibum is even a possibility. Rav Yehuda says on Daf Dalet Amud Aleph that it's aser for one to marry Anusa's Aviv. Therefore, since a person's paternal brother cannot marry the Anusa's Aviv, she would never fall to Yibum. The Rabbanan, on the other hand, hold that it's permitted for one to marry a Nusas Aviv. Therefore, if the paternal brother marries a Nusas Aviv and then dies without children, we would have a case of Imo Anusas Aviv falling to Ibo. And point number three, the Gemara challenges Rebbe's assertion that the Mishnah does not list cases where there's a Machlokas as background. The Mishnah on Daf Chaf Vav Amud Aleph discusses a case of four brothers, two of whom married two sisters and then died without children. The brothers may not do Yibum to either sister, as each one is Akos Zekukaso, the sister of a woman who is Zakuk to her Yavam, which is forbidden, being that it's similar to Akos Ishto, his wife's sister. On the other hand, they're not Pater from Yibum entirely and still require Chalitza, as they're not really an Erva. The Mishnah's last case is when one sister is an Erva to one brother and the other sister is an Erva to the other brother. In this case, each brother may do Yibum to the sister of the woman who's an Erva to him. This is a case of Achosa Shehi Yavimta Choletzes Vomisya Bemes. When her sister is her fellow Yavama, she may do Chalitza or Yibum. It's about this last case that in our Gemara, Rav Yehuda said in the name of Rav, and Rav Chiya taught in a Braisa, that when we say that each sister is an Erva, she can be any one of the 15 Arayas of our Mishnah. When the Gemara challenges Rebbe and says that Rebbe Chiya's rule only works according to Rebbe Shimon, and not according to the Rabbanan, in the case of Eshel Zachiv Shaloya Baromo, the wife of a brother that did not live at the same time as the Yavam, and therefore the Mishnah includes Machlokas, it answers that Rebbe does not hold of Rebbe Chiya's rule. All right, so now we go to Siman Daf Tes, and our standard Siman is a teapot, because teapot is a T sound, and a Tes sort of looks like a teapot. So here goes. The avid tea drinker who was on his way to bring achatas for being Ovid Avodah Zorah B'shogeg was so shocked when he saw his brother attempting to marry his mother, who was his father's anusa, that he tripped and spilled his tea on two brothers who were about to be miyabim, two sisters. Once again, in slow motion. The avid tea drinker, that must be more duff, test, teapot. The avid tea drinker who was on his way to bring achatas for being Ovid Avodah Zorah B'shogeg, which reminds the Rabbanan learned that any ver that when Dumba Mazid won his chayv chorus, when Dumba Shogun was the chayv chatas, they learned it from the parsha dealing with an individual doing Avodah Zorah. Torah achas yelechem o'osu b'shkaga v'nefesh ha'shetas b'yad rama. It should be one law to you, to one who acts inadvertently and to one who acts with intention. The Rabbanan make a hekesh with this of the entire Torah to Avodah Zorah. Just as with Avodah Zorah, there is chorus if done b'mezid, and a chatas if done b'shogeg, so do anything for which one is chayv chorus for doing b'mezid is chayv chatas if he did it b'shogeg. So the avid tea drinker who was on his way to bring a chatas for being Ovid Avodah Zorah b'shogeg was so shocked when he saw his brother attempting to marry his mother, who was his father's anusa, which reminds us, Levi asked Rebbe why the Mishnah did not list 16 cases and include the case of the erva of Imo Anusas Aviv. One's mother was violated by his father and they weren't married. Rebbe answered him that the Mishnah does not mention cases that are subject to dispute. And this erva is a matter of disagreement, for it's a machlokas between Rebbe Yehuda and the Rabbanan if a case of Anusas Avi falling to Yibum is even a possibility. So the avid tea drinker who was on his way to bring a chatas for being Ovid Avodah Zorah B'shogeg was so shocked when he saw his brother attempting to marry his mother, who was his father's Anusa, that he tripped and spilled his tea on two brothers who were about to be Miyabim, two sisters. Which reminds us, the Gemara challenges Rebbe's assertion that the Mishnah does not list cases where there's a Malchokas, when it brings Rebbe Chiya's rule that applies to our Mishnah and it only works according to Rebbe Shimon and not according to the Rabbanan, it answers that Rebbe does not hold of Rebbe Chiya's rule. So once again, the avid tea drinker who was on his way to bring a chatas for being Ovid Avodah Zorah B'shogeg was so shocked when he saw his brother attempting to marry his mother, who was his father's anusa, that he tripped and spilled his tea on two brothers who were about to be miyabim, two sisters. All right, now it's time for a four blah bat chazora. Daf Hey, so the simmer Daf Hey is hay or a haystack, so here goes. The Metzora shaving off his hair and pious that had grown all straggly and looked like hay, that must be more in Daf Hey. The Metzora shaving off his hair and pious that had grown all straggly and looked like hay, which reminds us the Gemara attempts to learn that an ase is docha los ase from a Metzora, since the ase of a Metzora shaving his hair is docha the los ase of cutting off his pious. The Gemara eventually refutes its proof as the love of los hakifu is not shava b'kol, meaning it does not apply equally to everyone, as women are not obligated in this. Therefore, we can only learn from a Metzora that an ase is docha a love that's not shava b'kol, when it does not apply equally to everyone. So the Metzora shaving off his hair and payas that had grown all straggly and looked like hay wore a suit made of shatnez that was smooth, spun, and woven, which reminds us. The Gemara concludes that we can learn from the word shatnez, shua tub of a news, that one is not chai for wearing shatnez unless it's smooth, spun, and woven, as well as anase's docha losase. Being that the Torah used an extra word, we therefore use it for the drasha to teach that anase's docha losase, and since the Torah used the unusual word shatnez instead of klaim, we see that it's also meant to be used to teach us that it must be shua tub of a news. So the Metzora shaving off his hair and payas that had grown all straggly and looked like hay wore a suit made of shatnez. It was smooth, spun, and woven, and had the initials PTM sewn on a sleeve to remember that the mitzvahs of Pesach, Tamid, and Milo were commanded before the giving of the Torah, which reminds us. The Gemara tends to prove that an aseh is docha losa seishesh bo chorus from Mila, Pesach, and the Tamid, but refutes each proof since each one has a mila. Mila has 13 brisos, the Pesach is an aseh sheish bo chorus, and the Tamid is offered every day. The Gemara later says that we can also not use the drasha of tzada shava, of a common denominator, and learn out from all three of these mitzvahs together, as all three of these mitzvahs are commanded before the giving of the Torah. Daf Vav, so the Simur Daf Vav is a sword, so here goes. The father forbade his son from returning an expensive sword, that must mean more Daf Vav. The father forbade his son from returning an expensive sword, which reminds us. The Gemara brings a brice that stated, I would think that if a Kohen's father tells him to become Tamid, which Rashi explains to mean to go into a cemetery to do a Shabbos Aveda, or he tells him not to return a lost object, he should listen to him. The Torah therefore states, Ish imo va'aviv tirao ves Shabbos ha'i tishmeru, to teach kuchem chayavim kvodi, all of you are chayav to honor me. So the conclusion is that kibud ava'im is not docha the love of Shabbos, or the love of Tuma, or HaShabbos Aveda. So the father forbade his son from returning an expensive sword, which was found near some shoes and staffs at the entrance to Har Abayis, which reminds us the Torah teaches as Shabbos HaTishmeru in Mikdash HaTirau that there's a Shmira of Shabbos and a fear of the Mikdash. Just like on Shabbos, you do not fear Shabbos, but the one who gave us a Shabbos, which is Hashem. By the more of the Mikdash also, you should not fear the Mikdash, you should fear the one who gave us the Mikdash, which is Hashem. The more that brings a brice that states, Ezuhi mor ha-mikdash, what is included in the mitzvah of fearing the mikdash? That one may not enter the Har Abayis with a staff, his shoes, his wad, or with dirt on his feet, and one may not use the Har Abayis as a shortcut or spit in its area. So the father forbade his son from returning an expensive sword, which was found near some shoes and staffs at the entrance to Har Abayis, and was left behind by an executioner running to stop a sreifa from happening on Shabbos. Which reminds us, the Gemara asks, what do we learn from L'savaru esh b'kol moshvosechem? Do not allow a fire in your dwellings. Rav explains that the question is, what is the word moshvosechem in all your dwellings come to teach us? The word moshvosechem is said by a mitzvah in order to teach one is obligated in the mitzvah even outside of Eretz Yisrael, but obviously one is chayib on L'savaru even outside of Eretz Yisrael, being that Shabbos is a mitzvah that is upon one's body. The Brayson continues and comes to teach that basin is not permitted to do sreifa on Shabbos. Dav Zayin, so the Simur Dav Zayin is a kli zayin, a weapon, and we use a gun. The cone with the smoking gun, that must mean one Dav Zayin, kli zayin, gun. The cone with the smoking gun who was taken away from the Mizbeach during his avoda, which reminds us, Rav Simba Ashi says, the reason we would think that the death penalty may be given on Shabbos is because of a Kal Vachomer, just as the avoda of a Kohen in the base of Mikdash is Chamur and is Docher Shabbos, and yet execution overrides it, as it stated, Me'im Mizbechit Tekachenu Lamus, from the Mizbech you shall take him to die, meaning the Kohen is taken to be killed even if he attempts to perform the avoda, then Shabbos, which is Nidcha because of avoda, then all the more so taking away the Kohen to be killed is Docher Shabbos. So, the Kohen with the smoking gun who was taken away from the Mizbeach during his avoda, and was accused of eating a shlami while he was tame, which reminds the Gemara quotes a brisa that brings an example of the principle of davar she'bechalav yatzmin hakol ramed from the pasuk that states, and the one that eats from the meat of a carbon shlami and he is tame is chayiv karis. Now, why does the pasuk need to say this? We already learned the one who's tame eats kachim is chayiv karis from a different pasuk. We learned this from the justice of shlami is kachim mizbeach, consecrated for being offered in the mizbeach, and one is chayiv karis when eating it. So to anything else that is kachim mizbeach, which excludes kachim Betika bias, consecrated for temple repair, that if one ate it when he's tame, he's putters. This drasha can be used by Achos Ishto as well, as far as Eshas Ach is included in the category of all rise, as it's written, Ki kosha yasmi koa tohebas ha'elov and nikrusu, anyone that does one of these abominations will be cut off, and it is taken out of that general category, and it's a heter that she falls to Yibum, and this teaches us that all rise too fall to Yibum. The Gemara says that this drasha is different because the drasha by Shlamim is a general Isser and a specific Isser, whereas with our drasha there's a general Isser and a specific heter. So, the Kohen with the smoking gun who was taken away from the Mizbech during his avoda, and who was accused of eating a Shlamim while he was Tamei, was caught when the Baal Keri Matsori put his fingers into the Azor to purify pointing them out. Which reminds the Gemara says that one might have learned that Acho's Ishto, his wife's sister, may be permitted for Yibum with a Mamatzino from Esha's Ach, even though Esha's Ach had one Isser and Acho's Ishto had two Isserim, through a principle called Oyel V'Ishtri Ishtri. Since it, one Isser becomes permitted, it, referring to a second Isser, becomes permitted. We find this principle of Oyel V'Ishtri Ishtri by a Metzora, where the Metzora has a hetter to put his fingers into the base of Migdash for his purification process, and he may do so even if he's a Baal Keri, thereby having two Isserim. This is because once the Isser of Matzor is Mutter, the Isser of Keri becomes Mutter as well. Daf Ches, so the Simmer Daf Ches is a Challah. So here goes. The Hekesh Challah, Challah, that must be on Daf Ches. The Hekesh Challah that was awarded to the Acho's Ishto instead of the Eshes Ach, which reminds the Gemara that since we can compare all the Arayos to the Eshes Ach and Yibum would be permitted based on Rabbi Yonah's Hekesh, and we're able to compare all Arayos to Acho's Isha, and all Arayos would be Usher to do Yibum based on the Hekesh to Alea, why do we compare them to Acho's Isha? The Gemara answers that if there's a choice to go either a Kula or a Chumra, we go a Chumra. Alternatively, the Gemara answers that since Esha's Ach is one Isser, and Acho's Isha and all Arayos are two Isurim, we compare all Arayos to Acho's Isha. So the Hekesh Challah that was awarded to the Acho's Ishto instead of the Esha's Ach was snatched by the Tzara standing under the Aleha banner. Which reminds us, Rava says that the word Aleha is not to teach about Acho's Ishto, as it's obvious that Yibam would not be Docheed, as an Ase is not Doche Alos Ase, Sheesh Bokoris. Rather, is to teach you that the Tzara of an Erva does not fall to Yibam. Ravashi brings a proof to Rav from the words of our Mishnah, which states, Chamesh Esrei Nashim Potros Tzaros Sen, 50 women Pater their Tzaros, but doesn't mention that these 50 women exist themselves. This makes sense according to Rava, as the Mishnah does not need to teach this, as is obvious. So the Hekesh Challah that was awarded to the Acho's Ishto instead of the Esha's Ach was snatched by the Tzara standing under the Aleha banner, who then gave it to her Yavama friend who was divorced and about to remarry her Yavam. Which reminds us, Rabbi Yossi Bar Chanina darshans that the word Ulkacha, and he takes her, teaches, Shemagar Shemaget Umachzira, he divorces with a get, and he may take her back. Rashi explains that once the Yavam does Yibam, the Yavam is fully his wife. If he wants to divorce her, he gives her a get, and does not need to do Chalitza. After he divorces her, he may remarry her, and we do not say that since his sister-in-law was permitted to him only within the context of the mitzvah of Yibam, once he divorces her, she reverts to being Usher as an Ishazach. All right, now it's time to conclude with our pop quiz of 10 questions plus three bonus questions from previous Masechtas. Number one, which daf do we learn that the Yavama after Yibum has the full status of a wife, and if the Yavam divorces her, he may remarry her? That's on daf Ches. Good. Number two, which daf do we learn from the Pasuk, Hosavaro Esh B'chom Shoshechem, that Beis Din does not do Sreifa on Shabbos? That's on daf Bav. Good. Number three, which daf do we find the principle of Hoyel B'Ishtri Ishtri from the case of a Metzora who is also a Baal Keri? That's on Daf Zion. Good. Number four, which daf do we learn that Rebbe says Imo Anusas Aviv was not listed in the Mishnah because it's a Malchokas Rebbe Yehuda and the Chachamim regarding Anusas Aviv? That's on Daf Tes. Good. Number five, which daf do we learn that we fulfill the mitzvah of fearing the Beis HaMikdash by not walking there with our shoes, staffs, or wallets? That's on Daf Bav. Good. Number six, which daf do we learn that Rava holds that Aleha is coming to teach that Tzara is only Pater from a case of Yibum? That's on Daf Ches. Good. Number seven, which daf do we learn that Kohen is taken when he's attempting to perform the Avoda and brought to Beis Din for Mises Beis Din? That's on Daf Zion. Good. Number eight, which daf do we learn about Rabbi Chiya's rule that was based on a case where two brothers are going to be Miyabim, two sisters? That's on Daf Test. Good. Number nine, which daf do we learn that we can only learn from a Metzora that Alosa says Dochanase when it's not Shava Bakol? That's on Daf Hey. Good. Number ten, which daf do we learn that we go with the Hekesh to Acho's Ishto instead of the Hekesh to Esha's Ach because we go a Chumra? That's on Daf Ches. Excellent. Now the three bonus questions. Number one, which daf do we learn if one is not makabel upon himself a Tainus the day before, his Tainus is nothing? That's on Daf Yud Beis. Good. Number two, which daf do we learn that one should not cast nail clippings into a public area as a pregnant woman might miscarry? That's on Daf Yud Ches and Mod Katan. Good. Number three, which daf do we learn that Chizki had a suffix if Tveria is a walled city since one side was bordered by water? That's on Daf Hey, Megillah. Excellent. That concludes today's shir. This is Rabbi Avram Goldham Zichron wishing a great day and great learning.